So many images this morning. So many ideas of places we may have been, feelings we may have felt. I have one more to offer from the poet Mary Oliver. It's entitled, I think appropriately, Spring. Somewhere a black bear has just risen from sleep and is starting down the mountain. All night in the brisk and shallow restlessness of early spring, I think of her, her four black fists flicking the gravel, her tongue like a red fire touching the grass, the cold water. There is only one question: how to love this world. I think of her rising like a black and leafy ledge to sharpen her claws against the silence of the trees. Whatever else my life is, with its poems and its music and its cities, it is also this dazzling darkness coming down the mountain, breathing and tasting. All day I think of her, her white teeth, her wordlessness, her perfect love. So this Earth Day service could have been about all the damage we have done and are doing to this earth and to our climate. And I mention that because I don't want us to leave without a small reminder. And yet, first I wanted us to remember what it is we love so much, to remember the moments of merger between ourselves and the natural world of beings, sentient and otherwise. I wanted us to pause this morning and look up from our busy lives. I was reminded a while back of how hard that can be, the looking up part. I wrote a story a few years back about our dog. Not an extraordinary dog, I said, although we think she's pretty great. We got her at Save-A-Dog, and she's one might call a mutt, mostly black, with beautiful brown eyes. She has a very loud and unsettling bark. And she's not fond of mail carriers or anyone with a uniform, really. She is fond of a walk in the woods, which are near our home, and where, at the time I was writing this, we took her for a walk pretty much every morning between 6:30 and 7. It's one of the best things about having a dog, that she gets us out of bed and outside. I would find a million reasons not to take this daily walk, if not for her. But there we are, trudging along. In the woods, she's pretty typical. She runs all over, hunting for squirrels and hoping to see some dog friends or maybe something truly gross to roll in. And very often, because I'm walking on paths that are strewn with leaves or sticks or snow, I walk with my head down, focusing on my path. Because I don't want to trip, of course, but to be honest, I don't think I'm really that intentional. I think most of the time I simply forget to look up. But every now and then, something startles my focus, and I do. And I'm always surprised. And I wonder, how can that be? We walk together all the time, and yet I am invariably surprised by the accidental epiphany when I look up and think, oh, it's beautiful here. It's beautiful this morning. Sometimes it's sunny and the trees are full of rich summer green, and sometimes it's misty and the autumnal colors fade into each other's hues, and sometimes it's crystal cold and white with snow and the stark naked branches reach up with promise. Oh, look, it's beautiful here this morning. And I always wonder, why are we, because I don't think my experience is so exceptional, why are we so inclined to watch the path? We watch the path and miss the miracle. Ann Peake reminded us this morning, remember? The universe is a miraculous wonder to be celebrated, and that a miracle happens every day is no less a miracle. I forget all the time to look up. And this day, this service, this gathering, I hope is our reminder to do just that, to not miss the miracle that is this earth and her amazing gifts to us. My colleague Dick Gilbert reminds us, and this is for those of us who do not claim a pagan identity already, he says, there is something of the pagan in us all, something that responds to the great spinning earth that calls us to worship daily, that fills our souls, that heals our spirit, that enables us to greet the new day and the new season, not with dread, but with anticipation. But only when we notice. And then when we do, like Linda Weltner reminded us in our meditation, we fall in love all over again. I wonder what your moments of epiphany might have been this morning. Where have you found your mind wandering? Are your thoughts in the mountains somewhere? In the waters? I love Peter Mayer's statement, God is the river swimmer, so let go. Are your reminders among other living creatures that we share our time with, or in your own backyard, or maybe your windowsill? When we are reminded, when we do look up, when we remember how much we love this earth from which we have come and to which we will each return, we are renewed. We are made humble and aware that all is a gift. And whatever commitment we make to mend or sustain this planet and its treasures, its waters and its mountains, its air, its growing life and creatures, our commitment comes from the depth of that connection and from our gratitude. Like the green that comes back to us spring after spring, when we are reminded of that love, the earth teaches us our place because we know, as Brian sang to us this morning, the land will outlive us all. We are visitors here. But when the future comes to find the legacy we leave behind, may they say of us that we've been kind and left the land with more to give. From our love comes this task. Let us each and every day look up and be about it. Our closing hymn speaks to those we share this world with, hymn number 203, All Creatures of the Earth and Sky. In verse 5, I will mention, is the word God, which I have used this morning, which speaks to some and not to others. So I invite you to use a word that speaks to you. Is it love? Is it earth? Remember Peter Mayer again. It is all the river swimmer. Let the rock go.